participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. According
They all want to evict Donald Trump from the White House.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The president is advancing environmental racism, economic racism, criminal justice racism, health care racism.
Elizabeth Warren came under attack herself, wanting to decriminalize illegal immigration.
If you want to come into the country, you should at least ring the doorbell.
Tim Ryan also got under Bernie Sanders' skin at the CNN Democratic presidential debate as he advocated Medicare for all.
It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second of all.
You don't know that,
second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second.
I do know, and I wrote the damn bill.
Now, other candidates like John Hickenlooper also challenged Sanders.
I think if we're going to force Americans to make these radical changes, they're not going to go along. You throw your hands up. But you haven't...
None of the 10 candidates mentioned Joe Biden, the front runner. He'll be on the stage in Detroit tonight, along with 9 more Democratic candidates. Now, President Trump and the administration says it's going to set up a system that will allow Americans to legally access lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. A victory in court for the president related to alleged Russia collusion. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president claiming vindication after a federal judge in New York dismissed a lawsuit the Democratic National Committee filed against the Trump campaign, the Russian government, and WikiLeaks over alleged involvement in the hacking of Democratic Party email accounts during the 2016 presidential race. The judge ruling that the president's encouraging WikiLeaks to publish the messages was protected by the First Amendment. The president tweeting, "This is really big stuff, especially coming from a highly respected judge who was appointed by President Clinton. The witch hunt ends," he wrote. Dave?
On Secretary of State Pompeo on his way to Asia. He says he hopes to soon restart nuclear talks with North Korea, which again today fired off 2 more short-range missiles, the second test in a week. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
There is yet another attempt by Democrats to get President Trump to release his tax returns. While Congress keeps battling the IRS to hand them over, California has passed a law affecting any candidate that wants to be on the ballot in that state.
All we're requiring is people that aspire to be presidents, not about one person, they have to disclose their tax returns.
Governor Gavin Newsom.
Now, this would mean President Trump would not be able to appear on the 2020 ballot in this state. The president's attorney, Jay Sekulow, said the state of California's attempt to circumvent the Constitution will be answered in court. Now, litigation fears are what previous Governor Jerry Brown blamed when he vetoed similar legislation. Besides, he asked, what will be demanded next? Health records? Birth certificates? Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve may do today what President Trump has been calling for months, make an interest rate cut after 8 rate hikes since the 2016 election. And he has called all the wrong moves. Wall Street's been expecting this cut, and stock futures are rising before the opening bell. In Michigan, a game of dodgeball ends in an arrest.
A 10-year-old boy is facing an aggravated assault charge after a schoolyard game ended with an injury to his classmate. His mother, Kamishi Lindley, says the incident happened at his elementary school in Canton on April 29th. The students were playing a game like dodgeball, where a ball is thrown up in the air. During this game, another student was hit in the face with a ball, and that student's mother says her son has a medical condition that makes head injuries dangerous. A police report filed after the incident says Lindley's son intentionally threw the ball at the boy's face, leaving him with a black eye and a bruised nose. Lindley says neither she nor her son knew of the child's medical condition. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Ohio, a 79-year-old woman may get a reprieve. She was sentenced by a magistrate to 10 days in jail for repeated violations refusing to stop feeding stray cats in her neighborhood. A judge wants to take a look at Nancy Segula's case. She says she feeds the cats because after losing her husband, she's lonely. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
ESPN 93.5, we check your local news now with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook, online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Testimony is set to begin today in the case of a man accused of killing his friend in a drunken driving wreck. 28-year-old Chad Smith is accused in the crash that killed 32-year-old Michael Donahue of Mahomet. Smith had rejected a plea deal that would have given him 8 years. Smith is charged with 2 counts of driving under the influence. At the time of the crash, early on the morning of July 14th of last year, sheriff's office officials say Smith and Donahue had been drinking in the beer tent at the Fisher Fair. Smith was driving when he lost control of the vehicle on a county road. Donahue was ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. Crunch Fitness plans to open a business in the former Toys R Us space in North Champaign. Crunch Fitness says it'll bring awesome classes, miles of cardio, and tons of free weights to the new $6 million, 36,000 square foot fitness facility. The News Gazette says a building permit for the location is under review. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Really nice with the sunshine and a high 80, low 55. 82 the high tomorrow as we bring in August down to around 58. Partly cloudy on Friday with a high 84. Same for Saturday. Sunday we have a 20% chance of showers now. High 86 expected. Right now the temperature's at 67. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, a lot of you want to go to meet restaurant, very nice restaurant in downtown Champaign, serving sushi, steaks. I mean, it's a very high level.
Right.
And you'll like it. Miga.
The plate presentation is outstanding.
It's one of those you take a picture of your plate. Yeah, that kind of thing. That's awesome. Tomorrow I'm going to have an offer for our trip to Hawaii. I have one inside cabin. I'm going to make a very good deal for you on it. If you're interested or you know somebody who might be that's never been to the Hawaiian Islands, we're going to cruise from San Francisco, have New Year's on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really... looking forward to that. Have done a New Year's on the ship before, and you're standing in the middle of the atrium, and all the balloons and the streamers come down. The captain counts it down.
I love it.
Yeah, captains always have that accent. 3, 2, 1,
Happy New Year.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, it's 8:08. We're going to catch up with Wendy Patrick. We're going to talk about the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooter. Killed 3, injured 15. We talk about gun control. We've talked a lot about that. How do you prevent something like that from a crazed individual or evil person, whatever it might be? I don't know. I don't think there's a hard, fast answer. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with background checks, but this guy went to Nevada to buy this weapon, which was not available in California.
Nevada has 18 as their legal age.
And you can make all the laws you want, but doesn't mean people follow them. You can't take all the guns away, folks. It's just that's not going to work. We have 400 or 500 million guns, and you just, I don't know. I wish there was a light switch we could flip that this would never happen. But our Constitution says we're able to keep and bear arms, and the intention of that was to protect me against an overbearing government. I wasn't supposed to go shoot people because you're deranged or evil. Anyway, we'll touch on that with the Wendy coming up. A waitress under fire for swapping pregnant woman's cocktail drinks.
Oh, that's interesting.
Saw her pregnant and gave her non-alcoholic.
Okay.
But she's in trouble for doing that, and you're seeing a woman sitting there drinking pregnant, and you're going, that's not right. So we'll touch on a couple of those in just a moment. Cardinals beat the Cubs 2-1 last night in St. Louis, meaning the Cardinals now one full game ahead of the Cubs. They went and tied. Game two tonight, Kyle Hendricks had a complete game, 84-pitch performance against the Cardinals earlier in the year. So his non-fast fastball is a problem for the Cardinals, or has been. And Miles Michaelis on the hill will be on the air here at 6:20 for the 7:15 first pitch. And over there on US 105.9 for Pat Hughes and the Cub Gang, they'll be on there at about a quarter till 7 o'clock, about a half hour before. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by. They can help you. That's all they do. Appliances, if you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, freezer, dishwasher, microwave, they've got people that know their product, which is wonderfully refreshing. That is not the case all the time. You go to the big box stores, and the young man just got hired. They don't know much about Bosch, Frigidaire, GE World, but they do at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They got the Beko line, which is European, which is fancy schmancy, very nice. But Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. In Champaign, you drive north on Neal. Before you get to the I-74 interchange, you'll see it on the right-hand side. You go in, and somebody will say, may I help you? And they'll know their product.
You're looking over your shoulder saying, me? Are you looking at me?
Yeah. Hmm. That's unusual.
Okay.
Service? You can receive a free 10-year protection plan as well. Online,
Appliance-world.com.
No. You can receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. It is wonderful to welcome Wendy Patrick back. She is our legal mind from San Diego. Good to have you on, Wendy. Gilroy Garlic Festival shooter, somewhat north of you in the Bay Area. And it's, you hear these stories, and this is another one where you're going, why? Why in the world would people do that?
Yeah, you know, Stevie, we always wonder about the why, and many times we do figure out some indicia to the motivation. You know, what was somebody thinking? Was it a grievance? But this is one of those cases where investigation is continuing. We don't always find out the why. Remember Steve Paddock and the Mandalay Bay shooting? We still don't know the motive there. We have no idea. But even if we can't figure out the why, we can figure out the how, and that would allow us to be safer in the future. For example, we have a target-rich environment at 5:45 p.m. last Sunday when the shooting occurred. How can we harden that target? How can we increase safety, in other words, to make sure that even though there are metal detectors at the beginning of the festival at the front doors, we have to make sure that the perimeter, it's always about the perimeter, is also secured in a fashion that somebody couldn't get in. Because remember, that's how this guy got in and then did his, you know, carried out his rampage. And as our prayers are with that community, we do want to know why. That helps us as well. But we also want to commend law enforcement who responded in, get this, less than a minute.
Yeah.
And even though they were literally outgunned, I mean, this guy had an AK, they had handguns, they were literally outgunned, they ended up taking him out almost right away, saving God knows how many lives.
I mean, if he killed 3 and injured 15 in less than a minute, what would he have done in 3 minutes? I mean, it was just horrific to think
about.
Oh, so kudos to law enforcement all over the place. And again, another shooting that just makes you shake your head. Issue two, waitress under fire for swapping pregnant woman's cocktail drinks for non-alcoholic. Is that what I understand?
Oh, Stevie, I wish I had the whole hour to talk about this one. So how many of us have been out in public and seen a pregnant woman drinking wine, smoking a cigarette, whatever it is? Okay, that's awful. We have a visceral response to that because we know that's bad for the baby. But if you're a cocktail waitress, what do you do when the woman orders an alcoholic drink? Well, this cocktail waitress thought should take matters into her own hands. Several rounds were ordered, and the cocktail waitress kept having the bartender make this woman mocktails, virgin versions of what she was ordering. I got to tell you, that bartender must make a heck of a good drink because the woman didn't know she was
eating
virgin drinks. And it talks about the group getting rowdy, including the pregnant lady. But so the waitress was busted by the bill. When the bill comes, they're splitting it, and she sees that her drinks were mocktails, brings it up to the waitress, who fesses up, and then there's just sort of this awkward moment where you got to wonder if the woman wondered whether it was a good idea for her to have been ordering alcohol in the first place, but that might not save the job of the waitress, who is no doubt under fire for not giving the patron what she ordered.
I'd hire the waitress. I mean, I get it. I understand. But man, oh man, this was something.
It's one of those scenarios that you can imagine and you can feel for her.
Yeah.
But if you were to take that to its logical extreme, if somebody's overweight, are you going to give them a Diet Coke instead of a regular?
Yeah.
What if they order a hamburger? Are you going to put
I understand the precedent.
And query how this is different than the person that appears to be visibly intoxicated and has car keys in their hands. That might be a different scenario than the pregnant woman. Like I said, I could talk about this.
Well, I mean,
there are so many different angles.
If you're shutting off a driver and you're suggesting they don't drive, that's also kind of getting in their business, isn't it?
Well, it is, but there's signs in businesses and there's exceptions made. Bartenders are required not to overserve people that appear to be under the influence, whether or not, by the way, they have car keys in their hands. So there are already allowances made for that type of overindulgence. Servers on planes have the same discretion.
Yeah.
There is no such analog for a pregnant woman who orders alcohol.
Yeah,
there's nothing that says that a bartender or a server gets to substitute their judgment and refuse to serve somebody like that who shouldn't be drinking for the health of the unborn child.
Well, and again, I guess you stretch it out and you say, listen, if you're for abortion, why can't a woman do whatever the heck she wants when she's pregnant? If she can choose the end of life, she can choose to give it alcohol. I mean, right? I mean, it's her body. It's not even for those.
That's what I mean. We could talk all day about this because there are so many spinoffs that really bring up some of these really interesting but difficult and challenging questions about how we should be able to substitute our morality for those of others that have views with whom we disagree.
It is really something else. Well, for me, kudos to the waitress who tried. Wendy Patrick, thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Wendy Patrick live in San Diego, 359-2255. If you want to chime in about that or anything else, let's check your sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win 2-1 over the Cubs. It's a 7:15 start for the game two in that series tonight. We've got your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, there's nothing like good pitching and timely hitting in this game.
Timely hitting from Paul Goldschmidt in the sixth inning, and the player of the week in the National League has gone 12 for his last 33. 10 runs scored for Paul Goldschmidt, 7 home runs, 14 RBIs, and for good measure, he's been on with 2 walks. But that home run found the bullpen in left center field, and it made a winner out of Giovanni Gallegos after Adam Wainwright had a good start. And then Carlos Martinez followed Andrew Miller. Martinez picked up his 11th save, a 2-1 Redbird winner. The Cardinals are all alone in first place.
By a full game over the Chicago Cubs, and we're on the air tonight at 6:20 with the pregame show as Hendricks, a 7-game winner, will go against Miles Michaelis, also a 7-game winner. 7:15 is game time. Cardinals win it last night at Busch Stadium before a sellout crowd, 2-1 on the Goldschmidt home run.
David Phelps acquired from Toronto Blue Jays. He'll be joining the Cubs as a pitcher, but has had injuries before, but is on the mend. Looks like the Oakland A's beat the Brewers 3-2.
Late 10th inning home run.
They're 2 back in the NL Central Division.
Now, as Bob texted from Rantoul earlier, the Central's up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. 2 months to play. And isn't it interesting that I think 6 or 7 of the last 10 games in the baseball season are the Cubs and the Cardinals playing each other.
Right.
And right now, it's been home. Wrigley Field 6-0. Cubs have beaten Cardinals all 6 games, and the Cardinals have beaten the Cubs all 4 games so far in St. Louis. It's an interesting dynamic.
It is
quite a rivalry.
Mets over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 5-2 in 11 innings. A text in from Greg in Colleton, Illinois. Big sports story of the day, Danville Post 210, when Senior Legion Baseball State Championship team member Chase Rodemacher was selected MVP for the tournament. They will now play in the Great Lakes Midwest Regional against winners of the 6 connecting states to go right to the World Series.
Well, good for Danville, and that's Danville, you
Post
said?
Post 210 in the
go.
Senior Legion Baseball
Way
State
to go.
Championship.
Post 210. Good going. Let's check your weather.
We've got a high 80 expected today. 55 our low tonight. Sunny conditions tomorrow with a high 82, low 58. 84 the high for Friday and Saturday. Up to 80. 86 on Sunday with mostly sunny conditions. This stretch will stay with us for the next 5 days. Right now, the temperature's at 68. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Christian just texted me. Michael Thomas, wide receiver, New Orleans Saints, just signed a $100 million contract for 5 years. Highest paid receiver in football. $61 million guaranteed.
Wow.
Michael Thomas will be reporting to camp today. $100 million. Good going. The Saints have their number one receiver. Woohoo! 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, the Trump administration says it will set up a system to allow Americans to legally purchase lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says states' drug wholesalers and pharmacists would act as intermediaries for consumers. There's an encouraging report on the job market. Payroll processing company ADP is reporting employment at private companies increased by 156,000 in July. It's a slightly stronger reading than expected. Apple reported a mixed quarter. iPhone sales were lower, but it made more money from iPads, Macs, and other devices and services, so its earnings were stronger than expected. General Electric and Humana's earnings also topped forecasts, and the Federal Reserve is expected to lower short-term interest rates at the conclusion of its meeting today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
We're keeping our eye on the sports ticker today because I think the Cubs and or Cardinals, I would guess both, are planning to do something at the trade deadline, which is 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Cubs' murmurs are bigger than the Cardinals as far as what they're looking at. There's stuff out there about David Peralta, who's a fine hitter for Arizona, that would join the Cubs as an extra bat. We'll see. But today's the day. And there used to be in past days, well, you can kind of go in August if you do this and then rule something and rule something. Today's it. There's no extra. Today's the last chance to trade and get ready for the stretch around the final 2 months of baseball. All right, 824, we had Wendy Patrick on a few moments ago talking about this waitress who noticed a woman who was pregnant having cocktails. And she replaced them with mocktails. Her intentions were good. But she's in trouble and probably getting fired because she didn't give the patron what they requested. Is it their place to ever do that? If a heavy person comes in, do you give them a diet instead of the regular they order?
Right.
If somebody has 4 beers and they look a little tipsy, do you shut them off and take their keys? If a child is outside at a carnival and you see the dad swat him, do you intervene? I mean, when is the proper time to do something about something? I mean, that's very arbitrary, very subjective. But for caring people, and there's a lot of people in America that are caring and interested. I mean, think about a dog locked in a car when it might be too warm.
Mm-hmm.
When do you call 911? When do you say, hey, don't hit that child? If a parent grabs him by the arm or swats him on the butt, what if they close their fist? Is that too much? Who do you call? When do you do it?
Right. I was just looking up fetal alcohol syndrome and how much is too much. And all the suggestions here is just stop drinking completely.
But as I told Wendy, if you are a woman who controls her own body and you're pro-choice and you can terminate essentially at birth with partial birth, why would you be castigated for giving them whiskey?
Well, and I think of at least 6 pregnancies that I've known that the lady did not know she was pregnant until well into the pregnancy, and some at full term and
wow,
still didn't realize. And so those people could put their
how do you not
fetus at
I don't know. I'm a guy. I'm ignorant. How do you not know you're pregnant? I mean, what's kicking my tummy? I don't get it.
I mean, they thought it was indigestion. A lot of times these ladies are heavy and they don't have a regular cycle going on and they...
Okay, I don't know. I guess you can be... if you're really heavy, maybe you don't notice the extra.
Mm-hmm.
But the elbow coming out of your tummy, because I saw a lot of elbows and knees
mm-hmm.
and feet. Anyway, it just opens up a whole new what do you do? Waitress tries to help. Good intentions.
And serving the mocktails.
Yep, instead of the cocktails.
And everything was fine until they got the bill.
And that, had they gone cocktails on the bill, they'd have said, why is it only $3.50?
Right.
And not $9.
That's right.
So she is busted. Was she wrong? 359-2255. If you have any thoughts on that, ESPN 93.5. We'll check your news coming up.
I'm Lillian Wu. They tangled over topics like tariffs and health care in last night's Democratic debate on CNN.
We are the Democrats. We are not about trying to take away health care from anyone. That's what the Republicans are trying to do.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, immigration also another major focus, with the more progressive candidates looking to decriminalize illegal border crossings. 10 more Democratic hopefuls, including former Vice President Joe Biden, face off tonight. The White House announcing a plan to allow Americans to get cheaper prescription drugs, legally importing medications from Canada. The Fed wraps up a two-day meeting today.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to announce that the central bank will slash interest rates a quarter of a point. However, the president has called on the Fed to make a larger rate cut.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. And payroll processor ADP showing 156,000 private jobs added in July.
Local news brought to you by Thomas and Ellers Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The local Giordano's restaurant has abruptly closed. The News Gazette says Marketplace Mall General Manager Dennis Robertson confirmed the Giordano's at Marketplace Mall closed at the end of the day Monday. It had been open since January of 2017. Yesterday, all of the doors were locked and the windows were covered with white paper. Robertson said plans for the future will be announced later. The foster care agency One Hope United is hosting an open house on Friday at its new Champaign office so the public can learn more about its services. One Hope United expanded its service area to Champaign, Ford, Vermilion, and Iroquois counties. Foster care services are offered for now there. One Hope United took over some of the foster care cases that were formerly handled by Children's Home and Aid in this area this past spring. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Yeah! Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking terrific. High 80, low 55. It's going to be a nice night at Prairie Park over by the Brookins Building to enjoy the Painkillers and their blues on stage. It's part of Neighborhood Nights with the Urbana Park District and OSF Healthcare. We've got a high 82 expected tomorrow with sunshine down to around 58 in the evening. On Friday, high 84, low 60. And over the weekend, up into the mid 80s down to around 60 at night. Right now, the temperature's at 69. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, again, Cardinals beat the Cubs 2-1. That was a battle for first, so temporarily at least, the Cardinals are a game up. Two games up on Milwaukee, who lost at Oakland. And this is a really tough stretch schedule-wise for the Cardinals playing Houston, the Cubs, Oakland, and the Dodgers. And I had in my head, if you got to five or six wins, I'd be pretty happy. And right now they're 2-2,
mm-hmm.
having lost the series to Houston, beginning the first one against the Cubs. And I'd be thrilled if the Cardinals could get two out of three from Chicago. And you got, you know, sure makes it easier if you get the first one. But the Cubs are really good. And they had plenty of chances last night. And Yu Darvish, I've never seen Yu Darvish really pitch a game. And he, you know, had a couple of not so good moments, but for the most part, dominated. Wild pitch to score the run was kind of a mistake, obviously, but the guy can throw. I didn't know he could throw 98 miles an hour. I had no idea. Anyway, Yu Darvish is pretty good, but I can see how Cub fans have been frustrated because he shows spots of brilliance, and then not so good. But he had 9 strikeouts in like 6 innings. So, and Adam Wainwright had a pretty darn good outing. And then the best pitcher the Cardinals have right now is this Gallegos. And that takes the sting off the Luke Voit trade with 19 home runs for the Yankees. Cardinals are going, he's from St. Louis, why would we trade him? Luke Voit's a first baseman, and that spot for sure is filled now. Matt Carpenter, I don't think he got a hit last night in AAA. I think he's 0 for 21. I feel so bad for him. He's got a foot injury trying to rehab, and the poor guy can't get a hit. And Harrison Bader back to AAA. They love Harrison Bader. He just got to hit 240, and he'll play. He's terrific in the outfield, but he's hitting 195. So he's got to get her going. Anyway, it's pretty cool last 2 months. Trade deadline today again. It's a big deal for Cubs and Cardinals. I think they're both trying to make a move. We'll see what happens. They've got till 3 o'clock Central Time to make a move. And last hour, we gave on the deal of the kind of morning thing, our partner's deal. We gave MEGA, and we had a lot of response from this fancy restaurant. Beautiful restaurant downtown Champaign. If you've not been, we got a lot of people that want to go. And tomorrow I'm going to give a deal on a cabin on a ship with us to Hawaii. You'll want to listen to 7:40 tomorrow morning. If you or someone you know might want to go to Hawaii on a cruise ship. Yeah, 15 nights. Uh-huh. What do we do today?
Well, it's about time to get away and enjoy something.
December 27 to January 12 are the dates on this deal for this one inside cabin. And be listening. If you're interested, and all we'll do is say, hey, if you're interested. It's not like I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
You have to check your calendar, the money, all that stuff. But we'll do it tomorrow morning as part of our partner's deal. Then we'll get it going. Curtis Orchard is up on Friday.
Yeah, baby. Curtis Orchard is open.
I've got a stack of free money to go to Curtis Orchard on Friday. You'll want to be listening to that.
And into the weekend, they've got their Flying Monkey Cafe. Oh. Of course, the Wizard of Oz theme is just a delight this time of year.
But this might sound like, what, are you kidding? But on Friday, I'm going to say, have you ever been to Curtis Orchard?
Right.
And you're saying, well, yeah, everybody's been.
I
don't know.
There are a few.
I don't know. You think everybody has been to Curtis Orchard, but maybe not.
It's a terrific place.
Anyway, we have a program that where we're essentially, I'm handing you money, and you take it and spend it where I ask you to spend it, and then give me feedback, and people are going, what's the catch?
Mm-hmm.
There is no catch. Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are 2 requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money. Spend it within 7 days, then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoStever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoStever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoStever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoStever.com.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With 3 large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Pros do it right by choosing trusted brands like Zinsser and Little Giant. Lowe's is here to help by stocking those brands at savings you can count on every day. For over 150 years, Zinsser has been the problem solver professionals trust to make the job easier. Pick up a gallon of Zinsser Bullseye 2 Primer Plus Sealer today for as low as $17.08. And we now now offer the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder for only $159. For your next job, and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
We have two boys in track and lots of laundry. My four-year-old washing machine started making this loud noise. I mean, it sounded like an airplane taking off, and it was vibrating and banging against the wall. I called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. My work schedule is weird, but they came out at my convenience and said I needed a new inner and outer tub. They practically had to rebuild the whole machine. Ordinarily, it would have cost me $827, but the whole fix cost me nothing. It was free because I had bought the washer at Dick Van Dyke with their free 10-year protection plan. Imagine, a free repair after 4 years. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign-Urbana within the past month. Our customers saved over $700,000 last year on appliance repair costs with our free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
This month, we're very happy to honor Sheriff Deputy Brad Wakefield. What does a guy like you look for?
I think you're just looking for anything that's just out of the normal. You know, patrolling these communities. Mm-hmm. Just, and we see them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, people that live in these communities, you know, they're looking out on their streets and they're watching everybody's house and stuff like that. And they usually call in when something looks suspicious.
Yeah.
I mean, we're patrolling these neighborhoods pretty regularly, so.
County's pretty big.
Oh, it's enormous. It's 36 miles south of north and 28 from west to east. So it's enormous. So we're out there as much as we possibly can, and you see something out of the place, something that you didn't see the day before, definitely get out with it. At least talk to them, make sure it's all on the up and up.
So you're going along, something goes on, and then you got to get that adrenaline thing because it's self-preservation. You got to be safe. And you don't know, Brad, when you come up on a vehicle, when you come up on a home, what you got.
Yeah, I think that's something that you just revert back to your training. Just make sure you're smart and you're not taking chances that, you know, don't need to be taken.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today. All right, 8:42, the CNN Debate Night 2, headlined by the vice president and leader in the clubhouse so far, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, who was the little girl on the bus, in the busing. She scored in the first debate with that. And I think Cory Booker.
Yes.
Tulsi Gabbard. Don't tell me. And the rest.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
He's a beauty.
And former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro.
Yeah, he's at 4 or 5%.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. We also have Kristen Gillibrand from New York, a senator.
Uh-huh.
Jay Inslee, who's with Washington.
Yeah, well, he's a beauty.
Washington governor.
He's a beauty, too. Yeah, there's some that are just for me. But, you know,
businessman Andrew Yang.
I like Andrew Yang.
Okay, there you go.
I like Andrew
Root
Yang.
For him tonight. That's
Andrew Yang,
one.
Stay in there, Andrew. He wants to give you $1,000 a month. Everybody. Yeah.
I like that idea. It's just how do we fund that?
$6,000 in my household. One, two, three, four, five in yours.
All righty.
Let's go. I don't know. John Delaney, I liked him the best last night. And the guy from Ohio wasn't bad. Tim somebody. He looks angry, though.
Ryan?
Yeah, Tim Ryan. But John Delaney. Folks, I voted for Glenn Pichard. Okay? So get off my back. He was a Democrat.
Okay.
I could not vote for George Ryan.
How about Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar?
Klobuchar. You know, the story about how she treats her staff ruined it for me.
Oh, that lady.
She is harsh. New York Times, somebody wrote about the account where the poor staffer didn't have a plastic fork. He dropped it. And so she, like, used her comb and then said, clean it. You know, she just kind of mean.
I see.
So Amy Klobuchar, Senator of Minneapolis, no chance.
And John Hickenlooper.
They made some sense, but somebody's got to take the moderate space, and I think right now it's Joe Biden. But there's plenty of spots on the left. I mean, you can be a liberal, but boy, when you go as far left as to say free health care for all illegals, open borders, I mean, that's just too far. And if the candidate that goes against Donald Trump has that, I think it's not going to be close.
Author Marianne Williamson.
You
still
love
full
her.
Of peace and love.
Oh, come on.
She said that Trump's heart is full of hate.
Well, listen, Marianne Williamson says some things you're going, what? And then she'll say some things you go, oh, I like that. So keep her on the stage.
Out of town or just out of time? With Easy's Mobile Deposit, you can skip the line and deposit checks whenever you want, wherever you are. It's as easy as sign, snap, and send. Visit BC.com for details. Or download the BC Mobile app for smartphones and tablets to securely access your account when it's convenient for you. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What makes Rosati's Pizza different? We talked to owner-operator Shane Morrison about the difference between Rosati's and other pizza places in CU.
Number one, ingredients. We cut cheese daily. We only use the freshest ingredients. And we start every morning the same way, rolling dough.
Talk to me about your team.
Everyone wants to pitch in. Everybody wants to help. Yeah, we work as a team.
And you're available to everyone, right?
We deliver to all of CU and Savoy.
Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Thank Rosati's Pizza. 701 South Gregory, Urbana. Or visit myrosatis.com/Urbana.
Capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
In December, it'll probably be cold, windy, and snowy, but you don't have to stay for that. Hi, it's Stevie J, inviting you to join me for a cruise of a lifetime, our cruise to Hawaii. Imagine spending New Year's Eve on the Grand Princess from Princess Cruises. We'll leave December 27th from Champaign, then fly from Chicago to San Francisco to stay one night in the Bay Area, then board our floating paradise December 28th. Then we'll cruise to Hawaii and visit Hilo on the Big Island, Honolulu for a long day, then off to Nauwili Wili Kauai, known as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, and then magnificent Maui with its stunning landscapes and superb beaches. Our cruise to Hawaii, December 27th. Prices start at just $42.76. For more information, visit steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Space is limited. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Accord models, named America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models. Car and Driver, January 2019.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Civic models, which you made the best-selling compact car in America. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Type R based on IHS market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment new retail registrations in U.S.
Classic and rustic. Contemporary, Hampton style, minimalist, or a combination of them all. We all have our own unique needs and particular styles and favorite color patterns. Luther Falls understands that. They have an awesome creation suite on their website, remodelingchampagne.com, that allows you to pair different colors of cabinets, hardwood floors, and countertops. Staff at Luther Falls will take care of all your needs and make sure each cabinet and piece of flooring is perfectly set up. The quality of their products is second to none, and service that can't be beat.
Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
All right, sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win 2-1 over the Cubs in Game 1 in the series. 7:15 start tonight. You're here on ESPN 93.5 with the Cardinals using Miles Michaelis on the mound. Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs, heard on US 105.9. David Phelps from the Toronto Blue Jays joined the Cubs as the trade deadlines approaches 3 o'clock today. Paul Goldschmidt had a great big home run in the sixth inning. In fact, we've got both perspectives of that.
Here's the delivery. Goldschmidt puts the Cardinals on top. A long one into left field, and it is gone. Home run number 25 for the Cardinal slugger. And the Cardinals lead 2-1. He has done it again.
And the 1-1 to Goldschmidt. Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. Trouble. Back is Schwarber to the wall. Home run. And it is now a a 2-1 St. Louis lead. Goldschmidt now has homered in 7 of his last 8 games.
Yep, he's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Thomas, wide receiver, the most number one, the highest paid receiver in the history of the NFL. $20 million a year, $100 million deal with the New Orleans Saints. Come on!
Yeah, they're happy about that, that's for sure.
He's good.
Andrew Luck, a strained left calf, missing 2 more workouts in camp for the Colts. And Clinton Dix.
How about that name?
I know.
He's from Alabama, off the Bears.
Still
ha-ha.
The knee sprain, but he's off the physically unable to perform list.
Ha-ha. That's his first name. Ha-ha. Ten-tail weather next.
Experience not. First step, extension, and leaning ladder for only $159. For your next job, and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Here's your weather.
Plenty of sunshine. High 80, 55 our low tonight. 82 tomorrow with the sunny conditions. Down to around 58 in the evening. Wrapping up the week Friday with a high 84. 85 for Saturday and Sunday with mostly sunny conditions. Right now the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got to you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brewhouse ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
There's nothing better than enjoying summer travel with family and friends. So, for a limited time at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 20% at thousands of hotels worldwide during our global sale if you book by July 31st and stay by September 15th. And if you're an IHG Rewards Club member, you'll save even more. So what are you waiting for? Book now at HolidayInn.com. We're there so you can be too. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Cardinal fans. School is almost back in session, so it's time to make one more visit to Busch Stadium with your family. The weekend of August 9th, 10th, and 11th, the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's loaded with great giveaways. Friday, August 9th, it's the adult Cardinals tank top, presented by Cooper Tires. You'll definitely want to add this Cardinals tank top to your collection. Saturday, August 10th, it's the Cardinals Skyline mesh back hat, presented by Shane Company. This hat features a unique design highlighting the beautiful St. Louis skyline. Also that day, fans will receive an exclusive pack of baseball cards, courtesy of the Topps Trading Card Company. Sunday, August 11th, it's the Cardinal Mystery Adult Parkway Socks by Stance Incorporated. Enhance your sock game. Go home with one of the 3 different designs. That's August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals Baseball. Time to fly.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
I'll be surprised if the Cubs and Cardinals don't do something today. I really will. I think people expect it. Noah Syndergaard had his best outing probably of the year last night. Pitched well for the Mets. And with Bauer and Stroman off the market, it could be Noah Syndergaard. You're going to have to give more than the kitchen sink. You're going to have to give the whole house. But he's 27. He throws 100 miles an hour, and he's a one. So we'll see. Fun baseball. Cubs-Cardinals again tonight. We got on ESPN 93.5 for the Cardinals at 6:20.
And for the Cub fans, US 105.9.
And we'll see. It's a darn good battle. Cubby's trying to figure it out on the road. I don't know why they're struggling so much on the road. They got fans everywhere. A lot of blue in St. Louis.
There was.
46,000 people.
Wow.
All right, Diane, we'll meet tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you so much for listening. ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner standing by. The show is next. We'll meet you in the morning. Hey, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you in August. Have a great Wednesday.
Curtis Orchard in Champaign, Illinois is your central Illinois home for the juiciest and tastiest apples. The apples can be purchased in their quaint little country store.
Or you can book a spot to pick your own apples in the You Pick Orchard. Curtis Orchard is a family business and has been a working family farm since 1873. Come taste the tradition and family-friendly atmosphere at Curtis Orchard.
So when I tasted the honey from Curtis Orchard, I knew right away this is really, really good stuff.
They're in Southwest Champaign on Duncan Road.
Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Hi, it's Ron.